Yesterday was Earth Day, and to commemorate, Fresno City College held a talk last night about how climate change is increasing the risk of wildfire. Here to talk about it is one of the speakers, Jerry Hinkle, an economist based in Northern California and a board member of the nonprofit Citizens Climate Lobby.
So it was made crystal clear in the most recent national climate assessment that just came out last fall. Climate change is the predominant source of this significant increase in wildfire risk that we've seen. It was a source of half of the acreage burnt from 1984 to 2015. So the lesson there is, yes, there are other factors like forest management practices, but if we don't do something about climate change, given that temperatures are expected to increase significantly, if we don't do a lot to combat it, wildfire risk is going to increase by multiples in my children's lifetime.
And so, of course, a lot here is at risk. I mean, we're not just talking about land, uninhabited land being burned, but of course, there are developments, there are people's lives at risk, things like that. So there's a lot at stake here.
Just ask the folks in Paradise and in Santa Rosa and Napa. No, we're pretty much all at risk, including here in the valley. And don't forget the possibility of much worse air quality. In November last year, as we showed in our presentation, air quality here in California was the worst in the world. And, you know, Beijing and Mumbai and the like usually present some pretty tough competition, but it was not safe to be outside here. And if we get regular wildland fires in this state going forward, living here simply will not be the same. And that is what we are on track for.
So is this a cause for despair? I mean, what can we take from this discussion?
Not at all. So Citizens Climate Lobby is, we are behind the eight ball. But last year, our bill, the Energy Innovation Act, was introduced on a bipartisan basis in both the Senate and the House. It has been reintroduced on a bipartisan basis in the House of Representatives this year, and we're up to 32 co-sponsors. So we have real momentum. There is general consensus as to how to approach this. Make polluting more expensive, as we did say with cigarettes, and that's hard for the economy though. But if you return all the funds to the American household, it's actually good for the economy. It actually grows jobs. So we know what to do. We have a political issue here. Citizens Climate Lobby and others are really making strides to get on the other side of that political issue.
And so there's some legislation currently in the works right now. What can the average person do when they hear this kind of conversation or read about it?
You're certainly welcome to join Citizens Climate Lobby. We have a fabulous Fresno chapter. But join with someone. Have your voice be heard. This democracy can work. But if you understand that this risk for you and for your kids is unacceptable and that we have a commonly agreed, fair, simple solution, and that what is needed is just some impetus, a little press into the political process. Stand up, have your voice be heard, let your representative know.
And so talk a little bit more about this nonprofit, the Citizens Climate Lobby you've been talking about. You're an organizer. You're also on the board of directors.
Yes.
What does the group do? And you're an economist. What brought you to it?
I have been working in climate change since 2001. And working with many of the majors, and they're great and do great stuff, but always attracted to market-based solutions. What we do is we can take the individual and help them to optimize their impact on the political process. We just have a great structure for that. And one of the unique elements of our work is that we come at each conversation with respect and appreciation for the view of others. And we try to find common ground. You know, we've made our trademark by working with Republicans. Last year, we got four Republicans to sign on to this very strong climate legislation.
So given your particular background and this talk you've been preparing, is there anything that you think is missing from the public discourse on climate change?
Yeah. People understand that weather has become more extreme and that it's likely climate change. What they don't understand is that if we begin to come together and take action, say, globally, we meet the promises made to the Paris Accord, that the temperature increase will be multiples of what we've seen. So global average temperatures are up 1 degree centigrade, and they will go up well over 3 degrees centigrade. This is the most urgent issue that I can think of for this generation. That's why it's the students and the young that have really begun to stand up and make their voices heard. And we applaud that and encourage it from everyone.
Okay, well, Jerry Hinkle is an economist, a board member for Citizens Climate Lobby, and he spoke at Fresno City College last night for Earth Day. Jerry, thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for helping us get this message out.